Take one. That's Japan. Thanks, Noah and Aaron. Now I know a lot of you Ninja Consultant listeners hear about Japan and think, oh, isn't that weird? Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, I bet living in Japan is like working at a candy store owned by a samurai and operated by a girl in a sailor suit. Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Japan is weird, and although there's nothing wrong with being weird, there's not necessarily anything right. Weird does not always equal good. Case in point, the concho. The concho is a hilarious prank that elementary school students like to play on one another. You might be familiar with it through Naruto, where it is known as the Thousand Years of Pain. It basically involves clasping your hands together with the index fingers extended and trying to insert said fingers into someone else's anus. This is normally played on, say, your school teacher. Now, to you and I, this sounds wildly inappropriate, and that's because it is. It is incredibly inappropriate to try and put your fingers in someone else's anus. But in Japan, oh, it's a hilarious prank. Oh, kids will be kids. Oh, they are so incorrigible. But you know what? That's Japan! Skiddly boodly boink. Well, somebody told me you had a boyfriend who looked like a girlfriend that I had in February of last year. It's not confidential, I've got potential. Ready, let's roll on to something new. Taking its toll.
Anything at the queue, what we say is we gotta both be like, episode whatever.
Yeah, episode 28.
Episode 28.
The Ninja Consultant Podcast.
You gotta say both at once.
All right.
Hello, and welcome to episode 28 of the Ninja Consultant Podcast.
No, what we should start off is like this. People of Earth, your attention, please. The message that follows is vital to the future of you all.
We begin bombing in 15 minutes.
Oh, mine was a quote from Doctor Who. I don't know.
Mine was a quote from Ronald Reagan.
Damn.
President beats Time Lord. Wait, it wasn't a quote from Doctor Who. It was a quote from Hitchhiker's Guide. You lose geek cred already.
Yours? No, I was quoting Legopolis.
People of Earth, your attention, please.
The message that follows is vital to the future of you all. Also, I always misquote it, so Matt will tell us. Anyway.
Yes, we'll ask Matt later.
First, old business.
Old business. We went to a convention.
We went to Otakon.
It was called Otakon.
I didn't record much footage, but I hope to...
footage you recorded, everyone has already heard.
Yes, it's true. You've already listened to it.
So...
Unless you skipped the last episode because your name is Paul and you live in Hawaii. And you hate conventions. Paul. All right. But also, other people listened to my Otakon footage, and my brother concluded that Daryl Surrett
is the most
No, he's
annoying,
in the top five most annoying people my brother has ever heard, which is pretty good, because, like, I think he said obnoxious, not annoying. You might listen to Anime World Order, and if you don't, you probably should. And if you're like me, you're like, wow, these guys are awesome geeks, they know all their stuff, and I'm gonna, you know, meet them at the next con, they're gonna be awesome friends of mine or whatever. And yeah, that happened. Unfortunately, it turned out it was true for me and Noah and Dave and Joel of Fast Karate for the Gentlemen.
Yep.
Now we're all awesome super friends. We made friends with Daryl and Gerald. My other friends all hated Daryl a lot. And I can see why.
On our way to dinner, there were threats on his life.
Well, that was on the way out of dinner.
That was on the way to dinner.
Really?
Because I had to ask people if perhaps we should be seated at separate tables.
Oh, wow, they hated him at that point.
Recall.
No, yeah. I missed that part. He immediately sat down at the table at dinner and made some remarks about hipsters present at the table. And I don't take well to being called a hipster. I may dress like a hipster, and I think that's a fine accusation. But it caused me to, after dinner, threaten Daryl's person a number of times, despite wanting to be friends with him. And then, like, later, I forget what he said. He said something at the con that caused me to hit him in the shoulder multiple times.
This is someone we've only met just now.
Just once.
Really.
Or, well, over the course of the weekend.
And that's why we're sponsoring a contest.
Daryl Surratt has won contests on other podcasts. He's won...
In fact, he's won them all.
Yes, he's won the Otaku Generation Guess the Character in the Envelope contest. He won the Anime Pulse, like, Get Us to the Top of Podcast Pickle contest, which ironically had Yaoi fan art that I made as a prize, and a lot, among other prizes. And I don't think he won the... I think I got that wrong, about the Anime News Network contest to win the first Palabore movie. He didn't win, or maybe he did. I don't know. Whatever. He won a bunch of contests in a row.
Well, here's one that he can't win, no matter what he does.
Well, he's both the winner and the loser in this contest. This is the contest that we're announcing. I think it's the first ever contest we've had.
Ninja Consultant Contest.
Yeah, Ninja Consultant Contest.
We call this contest Win a Date with Daryl Surratt.
So here are the conditions that will allow you to win a date with Daryl.
These are Aaron's conditions. My
Basically,
conditions might be different.
Noah has not checked ageofconsent.com yet.
No, that's
Check
not
out
important.
Florida
that's
statutory
not,
laws.
That's not important.
But here's how you win our contest. Are you female? Question one. Two, do you live in Florida, possibly within the Orlando area, or say, better yet, 90 minutes south of Orlando? Number question
no,
three.
If you
are
answer
you,
yes, if yeah. you answer yes to these questions, you've just won a date with Daryl Surratt.
I haven't gotten to question
oh,
three.
Oh, sorry.
You should be single. You should not be involved in an ongoing relationship or a serious relationship
I don't
or
know, maybe
married.
Maybe Daryl's freaky like that. We don't know.
You shouldn't be married. You can be divorced. That's fine. But as long as you're over 18 and female, probably heterosexual, though I don't know, whatever, then you win a date with Daryl Surratt. You can email us at ninjaconsultant@gmail.com.
Let me tell you, I am envious of you.
Noah wishes he was gay so he could date Daryl Surratt.
No.
Wait, no, you wish you were a chick.
I.
This could cause serious problems. Are you going to pull a Jan Scott Fraser on me all?
No, okay. No. Nor am I trying to encourage any untoward fan art. Although...
On my behalf.
On either of our behalf. What do you mean on your behalf?
I'm the one drawing fan art of podcast.
We're the one who are receiving fan art of our podcast, which keeps coming.
But it's not Yaoi fan art. Oh, yeah, we got one.
Not yet. That's my point. I'm not trying to encourage transgender Yuri fan art of Ninja Consultant.
No, Empreg.
Look, that's not the point. The point is, we went to Otakon. We met these guys. Fast Karate for the Gentlemen. Awesome.
Yeah, they were so
super
cool.
Super awesome.
At first, I couldn't remember their names. By the end of the weekend, I'd asked them like 15 times because I wanted to really be sure.
But
and
don't
I
feel
to their
bad because Aaron doesn't always remember my name.
It's true. I listen to their show and it's really great. And they should have more than whatever 40 listeners. So you should all go and check it out.
When I was playing Dragon Quest VIII, I almost forced myself to go further because at the very end, they had the secret thing. And I beat all the secret things except one where you have to fight the 7 previous bosses all at once, with no rest in between. And I looked it up on the internet, and it's like, yeah, your prize for this is nothing. And it's like, oh, you're going right back on the shelf.
Well, that makes sense.
Goodbye! They're like, oh, you simply have to level up to 65. 38. Just find some Metal King slimes, no problem. Yeah. You better find them on my bookshelf. That's the only place this game is going to be for the next 6 years.
Well, also...
Dave and Joel's Fast Karate for the Gentlemen.
The anime podcast for people who don't like anime.
Or podcasts.
Find us online at www.daveandjoel.com.
Hi, this is Sora from the Randomization Podcast, and you're listening to the Ninja Consultant Podcast. You crazy otaku person that listens to podcasts. You.
They talk about more video games than we do. Someone wrote in and asked us, what are our top 5 video games or whatever? And
oh,
zero?
That's hard.
None.
No, it's not zero. You just have to go back.
I really don't
really
like...
Really far.
Yeah, but I don't like any video games.
NetHack.
I like that game Snake, where you eat
Snake.
Little
people. That's fair. What's wrong with that?
Minesweeper.
Defender.
Solitaire.
I don't think Solitaire counts.
Solitaire?
No, you don't... Solitaire doesn't
I don't really
count.
Like... I just don't like video games.
Well...
I guess I like DDR, but not competitively.
I liked...
And not enough to play it very much.
I guess... Okay, so we now move on to the confession segment of our podcast.
Confessions.
Before this turns into some kind of mutual self-congratulatory society where we push other podcasts, right?
Uh-huh.
AWO and Fast Karate, and then they push us, and we spend the entire show just talking about how great each other We all are.
Oh.
Which is true. We really are that great. And Fast Karate, they were like, wow, it's really great to be at an anime convention and run into someone who you can hold a conversation with. And where were you guys?
Yeah.
Well, that's like that's the way that I have felt for years and years. It's been very difficult to find people that I felt any real sort of kinship with.
Yeah.
If you will. Not enough. No more mutual self-congratulation.
No, my point is, a lot of our listeners play video games, and they want to know what video games are good. They can listen to Fast Credit for the Gentleman. Because they have opinions on video games. I don't know if they're correct.
Or you can read Penny Arcade, because they have opinions frequently incorrect.
I'm sure everyone already reads Penny
Arcade. I say this only because they convinced me to buy Prince of Persia Sands of Time, which I'm sure the listeners... We're going to move on to the confessions segment, but just briefly. I'm sure that all the listeners out there, you all played Prince of Persia Sands of Time, and you loved it. You didn't just like it. You loved it. And I played the original Prince of Persia and then Prince of Persia 2 back in the day when that was state of the art. And it was great. I love those. Actually, Prince of Persia 2 definitely belongs in my top 5 video games of all time. So I was like, wow, don't roll your eyes at me.
I'm bored.
I'm watching you.
I don't like
care.
Video games.
We'll get to the geek relationship segment later when we can yell at each other all you want.
Well, we need to also talk about anime at some point.
I don't know why you say that.
Because we're an anime podcast. We're not a video game podcast. There are a million other video game review podcasts.
All right, the point is, Prince of Persia Sands of Time, nothing like the originals. It did not satisfy my urge.
It looked really annoying to play. I watched him play it. It just looks like sliding mirrors around to aim light beams and then getting attacked by bats.
Box puzzles, come on.
You're gonna dangle from a flagpole. It's like, it's such hard work.
If I play one more box puzzle, some guy's gonna die.
Video game developer?
It might be me. No, just
you.
Randomly.
Just you.
Some guy on the street.
The confessional?
Fine. I don't watch much giant robot anime, ever.
Why do you feel guilty about that?
I feel guilty about that because at that instant, the lights in the AWO offices have just gone out, and they are shrieking at the top of their lungs.
But they already
at the blasphemy that I have committed.
But they met you, and they should know that about you already.
No, because
did you fake it?
Maybe I didn't fake it, but I was maybe not entirely forthcoming when they were talking about a series that I, you know, hadn't seen. I didn't say. I haven't ever seen that.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
You should be like,
because
I haven't watched it.
It's probably canon.
Well, you should be like,
I can
count
the number of...
Do you mean when they were talking about Getter Robo or Giant Robo or what?
Yeah.
You don't even know, do you?
I know that I can probably count on one hand the number of Gundam episodes I have seen in my entire life.
I've probably seen more than that.
You probably have. That's why this is my confessional.
Because I watched a bunch of episodes of Gundam Wing and Gundam Seed and G Gundam, which sucked. And I hope someone writes into me and is like, no, don't you understand? G Gundam is just like a martial arts anime and blah, blah, blah. I've heard that argument on mailing lists before. I don't buy it. G Gundam sucks.
See, I haven't watched it to take part.
The character designs suck. The stories
debate.
Are lame. I mean, it's just so 80s it hurts at some points, where it's like, literally, it's like stabbing you in the gut with a knife that embodies the 1980s. And it's like, I don't really like Gundam that much anyway. Because I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Political stuff with characters whose names I don't even remember because I'm watching it on Cartoon Network and I'm not watching it in order or anything like that. I'm not invested in watching it. And then there's some action scenes. And in any case where there are a lot of like action scenes and stuff blowing up or car chases, I kind of zone out. Unless it's like a really engaging, well-done action scene, like in Indiana Jones movies or something, I'm more likely to just be like, la, 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 starting to think about my day. What can I eat for dinner?
I can't understand how anyone can keep track of who's being eliminated from space in Gundam, in any series, really in any giant robot series at all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep track of what's going on because there are miles and miles of stock footage of entire fleets being reduced to space ash. And I don't know who's on what side.
I pictured Ash from Pokemon in space.
No, not Ash in space.
Space Pokemon.
That's your fanfic that we've all
collect
read.
Them all in space.
So I do feel as though there is a large area that I have not covered, but as much as I try to watch these things, it just doesn't hold my attention. I watch anime not so much for the art, not so much for the character design.
But for the narrative.
But for the narrative.
And that's ultimately your mistake, because the Japanese aren't watching it for the narrative, and a lot of Americans are watching it for their favorite characters and the art. And so you lose. No, no.
Well,
I do lose. Fast Karate is also watching it for the narrative. And so
I don't know about that.
No?
Now,
did they like
here.
Some things that you didn't
well,
like?
Well, Fast Karate puts at the apex of human accomplishment. They put Fist of the North Star.
Yeah.
Now, Fist of the North Star is short on, I don't know, plot.
Now, have you seen like the 50-plus episode TV show?
No, I haven't seen
show?
The 50-plus. I've seen a couple episodes of the TV show.
I've heard it doesn't even get good until
I
the
saw,
30th episode.
I saw the movie, of course, several times, and I saw about 3 minutes of the live-action movie before I went blind for a week.
It was bad.
But my point is that this is a show about badassery. It's about punching someone in the face and then watching their face contort horribly until it explodes.
Yeah, it sounds
pretty
nice.
But not once. It's like every 20 seconds you are guaranteed a head explosion.
So what was that AMV that you said was awesome that you used Fist of the North Star?
Oh, it was from The Nutcracker where, what is it? I always want to call it Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies, but it's not. It's the other one. This one goes dun 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 dun. So on each beat, there was a head explosion.
I think it's the Russian dance.
And then there's blood splatters all over the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I forget which candy Rush is associated with in the ballet. But anyway.
Candy?
I don't know. Well, there's like
vodka candy.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean in the Nutcracker?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not cultured. I don't know.
We're going to have an all ballet episode where we review Swan, the excellent manga, and then Princess Tutu.
And Princess Tutu.
Because apparently it's not selling well enough. And I made Allison watch it, and she thinks it's awesome. So now we have to talk about it.
It looks like it might be awesome. That
it has a super awesome ending.
Swedish, Austrian, German music video made it look
oh my god, the anime palatable. Boston winning AMV made it look so good. And we used that song in our episode, which I can't find anywhere because it's a Swedish Austrian singer.
Yeah,
I'm only used to importing music from one country, and that country is not Sweden,
even though
or Switzerland.
Apparently there's this song contest called the Eurovision Song Contest. I didn't even know there was a Europe until I heard this song.
You only knew about Japan and America. Sometimes Korea, because we went there.
Yeah, I'm not so clear on America either. It kind of gets away from
Canada?
Me sometimes.
You've been to Canada.
Well, we went north of Michigan.
Apparently
Doki Doki's from there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hey, Doki Doki.
We made awesome friends with Doki Doki, and he showed us like scenes from an upcoming video that he's going to have at AWA.
Yeah.
And it's going to be sweet. Oh, yeah, we're going to be at AWA. We did buy plane tickets, and we're hoping to crash on Gerald's floor. And I hope... Clarissa, are you listening
to
this?
I can't believe this.
Don't worry about your grades.
Erin
you need
is
to
going all the way to Atlanta just so she can mac on Clarissa.
There's that, but there's also... we're going to tour Cartoon Network Studios because I technically derive paycheck. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to know people who know people.
While I still kind of work for them, I will tour their studio. They are my company's client, and I don't work for them directly, in so much as they are our direct client.
But they pay your employers who pay you.
Yes. That's not really the point. So that way I will have toured Rough Draft Studios in Korea, where most American cartoons are made, and also Cartoon Network Studios, and it's going to be badass. It's going to be totally sweet. So that's why Clarissa should come with us, and then maybe she can go on the tour. But I don't want to say anything until she's definitely going. We've got to get clearance.
What?
She sounds pretty normal, so...
You're saying the sight unseen. All you know, from everything you know about Clarissa, she sounds normal to you?
She sounds like a normal fangirl.
You assume that...
There's not a lot of screaming in each episode, so I assume she's not like the yaoi paddle.
I understand
type.
That they've edited most of that out.
Oh, the screaming. No, right. They've edited out the ranting.
Uh-huh.
They need to make... Anime Warlord needs to make a Clarissa Rants segment, because apparently they cut out about 45 minutes of each show where Clarissa goes off on a rampage, and I think they need to put that into its own feed, and so we can subscribe to that and listen to it. I was thinking about doing a monthly yaoi cast, because...
Oh, man.
As far as I know,
why
there's no yaoi
cast.
Why
do you gotta do this?
We could do like a Skype conference call thing with... yaoi fangirls. You wouldn't be part of it.
No, I wouldn't be part of it. I understand that you're already picking out the curtains with Clarissa, all right? Maybe I should be part
of
that.
That's such
an old
phrase.
You should consult. What?
Nobody says that anymore. We don't even have curtains. Look at this.
You're right.
It's kind of a problem. It gets really hot in here. We have blinds in our bedroom, thank God. But you know how we got those? Right. For free from an old roommate.
You and Clarissa pick out the curtains.
I haven't even picked out curtains with you.
I will put them up.
Yeah, like you put up the curtains in our old apartment and
Those curtains up.
They fell down
the first time. And the second time, but the third time, those curtains stayed up. Was I done with my confession? No, there's lots of other things.
Or watch giant robot anime.
Right. And then
that doesn't make you less of a man or less of an otaku.
Are you sure?
I think we're going to get
a flood of fan mail that says otherwise.
All right, so
defriended.
So let's say, and I already bought giant robos, don't worry, we're going to watch it. If we can only watch one giant robot anime in the next four months, what giant robot anime should we put our priority on? I downloaded the first 5 or 10 episodes of Gao Gaigar, so I already have that. It's a possibility. But whatever your suggestion is, like that one that I've heard that Evangelion is totally ripping off. Runaway Ideon or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what Rick told me about.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which. All right, really, we're going to stop talking about other podcasts, but it's a meta
podcast. It's only about other podcasts.
Right. All weekend long, I compared Daryl to this guy that, of course, Daryl didn't know. But Daryl really is like this guy we know, Rick. He lives in Korea. And it's astounding to me. But
it's uncanny.
I knew how rude and
Rick
horrible
is one of the,
it
Rick
must
is one of the first
be
people
to say, you know, you remind me of this guy. And
people,
all weekend I said that. I couldn't
people
stop
do that
saying
to me all
that.
The time. They're like, I know this girl who's exactly like you, not just the way she looks, but also her mannerisms.
Right, and how
making
does that
me
make
believe
you feel?
I have a doppelganger and
how does
I should
that make
probably
you feel?
Kill my doppelganger. But no, like long ago, Rick, before I was just, when I was just getting into anime, Rick told me all about Crying Freeman and like that kind of genre.
Yeah.
And he was really a big fan of like the much older stuff. That's exactly what early episodes of AWO are about, Crying Freeman, Kazuki Koe.
I don't watch it for the shonenism. That's really not what I'm here for. I can appreciate that up to a point because I remember what it was like to be, I don't know, a 15-year-old male who Neal Stephenson is writing to when he describes hero protagonist in Snow Crash. Because it's that 15-year-old boy who reads Snow Crash and says, yes, yes, this is the most awesome thing in the world. And there's more to the important bits of narrative are deeper than that.
But see, I'm not really after, you know, the manliest man ever thing, but I really like very obscure and very specific genres of manga and anime, like just really unlikely stuff, like Oceanboy the Gourmet or Chokosu Spinner about yo-yos.
Well, that's
or
because of your crazy yo-yo fetish.
There's that. It's not a fetish.
Isn't
barely
it?
Yo-yo anymore. I picked up this random Mahjong manga that's awesome.
Oh, yeah,
it has
that was
a guy
really good.
Like stabbing him. He dresses like a woman at one point, but he's this giant, burly guy.
He has to sneak back into the gambling hall because he's too good. They've kicked him out.
And later he stabs himself in the leg, so you can't tell if he's lying or whatever, and he just bleeds out for like the next 2 chapters, and the giant blood stain goes across the floor. At one point he pulls the knife out a little bit so he can dig it in further.
And that is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
But no.
But it's Mahjong anime.
Wrong.
That's hilarious.
Mahjong anime is awesome.
Yeah.
And Hardboiled is totally awesome.
Yeah.
But also, there is a wider scope to the human experience.
Uh-huh.
And I invite all listeners and podcasters to explore the... What? Now why are you rolling your eyes?
It's really hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Turn off the fans.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
The heat.
Make your point.
I'm done.
Okay.
It's over. But somebody told me you had a boyfriend. You looked like a girlfriend that I had in bad view.